Hi, welcome to the Vaguely Anime Podcast. I'm with the host this afternoon, Michael, followed by other host Kat.
Hello.
And other host Sage.
Hi.
And it's only been about, I don't know, 6 months. That's not true. But 6 months since Kraven came out, and we're going to talk about Kraven.
Finally.
2 months.
Because literally none of us could get in the same room to record an episode about this fucking show, movie.
Yeah.
I don't even remember my. I remember it.
I don't remember this movie.
Yeah, at all. Gone. I don't know why we were dedicated to this idea, and whether or not it makes it a whole episode doesn't matter. We are at least say
so,
we did it.
So I can give. I have a pretty good memory of the whole movie.
All right, give
because
it to
the
me.
Whole time
I get reminded.
I watched this in theaters.
Same.
And I was like, you know what? That was $16 I could have saved. So. But anyway,
I thought the
that's
opposite.
What I have A-list for. I was like, yes.
I was just like, yeah, I was okay with spending $16 on this.
Well, I would, if I did have to pay, I would also agree, mostly because I think I said this to Sage or you. I don't remember. I said it to one of you, and I don't remember if it was on the podcast
or not. You
liked
the fight scenes.
That, like,
especially the car one.
Yeah, like, Kraven, to me, is what I think other people like about Venom, the Venom
movies.
Yeah,
you said that to me.
Okay,
and I think it was on the podcast.
Okay, so where people will watch the Venom movies and be like, they're not good, but they're fun. Like, people will sit through them and enjoy them. Whereas I watch them and I'm like, I fucking hate these movies.
I love Venom.
Kraven to
me
is...
I only find the first Venom enjoyable.
Yeah, Kraven to me is I think, my Venom. Where I watched it and was like, turn the brain off, have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. I think my biggest problem, like, I feel like I couldn't have fun with it purely because...
Man, I still gave it a 2.5. Let's not be real here. But
the number of technical... like fuck ups.
Mm.
I'm like, this is a major studio movie that you are putting out as your blockbuster. Why are there so many mistakes?
I mean, yeah, but at this point I was expecting them.
I mean, they knew they fucked up enough that they were like, we're not making another one.
it's true.
That was really the nail in the coffin. Yeah. But yeah, so the movie it opens with Kraven.
Mm-hmm.
The titular hunter.
The titular Kraven. And he, like, shows up at a prison, and then he meets his cellmate, and he's like, hey, we're not really going to get to know each other because I'm going to be out of here in 3 days.
Yes.
And it was, like, right. A super maximum security prison in, like, the middle of bumfuck nowhere,
mm-hmm.
like, snowy landscape. And then it shows him leaving, like, fighting his way out of the prison. And then, so... you see him fighting in the prison, and then it just cuts to him running in, like, a snowfield.
Yes.
Running away.
I do remember that.
And he's getting picked up by a helicopter and his squad of people who I don't even think we learned these people's names.
No.
Like, they are completely irrelevant to the whole movie.
Yep.
And it makes it seem like we're gonna know about, like the movie poses it like he does, like, his own special... operations, like, vigilante justice
which
type
he,
vibe.
He does.
I don't know much about Kraven, but I wonder if they're just, like, a nod to if you do know a lot about
Kraven. No, this movie has nothing to do with Kraven.
All right, cool. I was wondering if it was one of those, like...
Kraven is a straight-up villain.
Yeah.
Sure.
He just kills things because he likes hunting.
Well, because he wants to show that he's the strongest.
Yeah,
so anything that's strong. Well, that's okay. So my quarrels with the movie is, and I think this is what I said on the podcast when we, like, briefly touched on it, right? As you know, when we saw it, I was told about the movie before deciding to see the movie,
mm-hmm.
and how they fucked up it because they fucked up the characters themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So had I known nothing about the characters and how they're all fucked up, I think I would have enjoyed it more because I could have been like, yeah, okay, great. Like, sounds good to me. Like,
oh, no,
I
watched this movie not knowing a lick about Kraven, and I came
but not,
at,
it's not even Kraven. Like, they fucked up other characters,
no, I
too.
I didn't really know anything about any of the characters going in. And coming out, I feel like I know just the same amount, which is zero.
I mean,
terms of, like,
I would say I guess I have the most, but, like, I'm not a big Marvel guy,
right.
In terms of the comics,
right.
Like, I read them, but I'm very much more of a DC guy.
Like,
but
they,
like,
made Kraven the protector of animals, which
yeah,
what the fuck is that? Like, he literally...
Because they needed to make him a good guy.
Yeah, they needed to make him, like, redeemable, but yeah. he's not. He's literally yeah. supposed to be, like, kill, will kill anything.
Yeah, but, like...
If he thinks it looks strong, he's like, nah, being, I'm stronger yeah, and will kill it.
But, like even knowing that, like... Because I went into it being like, it's a Sony movie. It'll not. It's never going to be what I want it to be. And realistically,
so, sad.
So like I went into it being like, it's not, don't expect it because I won't get it. So just have fun.
Like, I know I'm going to be disappointed if I turn my brain on.
Yeah. Like, and like, so but like, and that again, it's still a 2.5 out of 5. It's
no,
but
I'm
like,
not, I'm not saying
like,
you're saying it's
yeah,
good.
Like it's just that like, at least for me, I got to watch some all right fight scenes. I think Aaron Taylor Johnson's charismatic.
And hot.
Really hot. And that carried enough of it for me. Mostly because, you know, I
agree.
Yeah, I don't.
I think he carried the movie.
Yeah, I don't really like Tom Hardy all that much, so he doesn't really carry Venom for me.
Valid.
And
I think Venom carries Venom.
Yeah, and like, and I mean.
But isn't more, Venom also Tom Hardy?
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
But I mean more Venom himself versus, you know,
like
what I mean?
Venom's personality over yes, Eddie Brock.
Correct.
Kind of thing. Yeah. So then he meets up with his squad and then it cuts to a very, very long flashback sequence.
Yes.
That's like 30 yes. minutes long of yeah. him as a teenager and mm-hmm. his stepbrother also as a teenager.
Which, don't they fuck it up how he gets his powers? Don't
well,
they
Craven
make that...
doesn't have powers.
I thought he does.
There is a version of him that does.
Oh, okay.
But normal Craven was just a guy.
Okay. So, but they fucked up the version that does have powers?
I think... I don't remember where the
you
fuck
You could look
version...
it up while yeah, I yeah, keep yeah, giving I you the synopsis. Okay. So, we get this flashback, and then we meet Russell Crowe, who's their dad.
Oh, yeah, wait, sorry.
Wait, is that Russell Crowe?
I don't know. Sorry to interrupt you, though, but his dad was more Craven than Craven was. Like, that's, like, another thing that
annoying. Well, you have to think about what they're trying to do in context of just the movie. Because
mm-hmm.
the whole point why Craven becomes Craven, because, like, I guess in this context, he's Craven the Hunter, but he's just hunting bad guys.
He's
instead.
Craven the Protector of Animals.
Correct. So, yeah, we meet the dad, and then the dad picks them up from their, like, hoity-toity private school or whatever, and he's like, yeah. Oh, your mom is dead, and now I'm gonna take you out on a safari trip so we can go kill this big ass lion. You don't get any time to like think about the fact that your mom died, so go fuck yourselves. And then they're in the safari and it's the dad, Craven, his brother, and then like the dad's like business
entourage.
Goons,
yeah,
you know.
Craven technically gets powers by like a some kind of herbal thing he like,
by
takes
what's her name
Calypso.
The original version at least, and it was and it only lasts for half an hour.
Oh, sucks.
So
that's what he does every time,
I guess.
Okay.
He's got to have his like can of spinach Popeye style.
I mean, but also yes, well. That was probably when he originally showed up. That I mean, nowadays he might have probably just had some kind of permanent. Basic boost.
Right.
It's comics. Who knows?
Yeah.
Someone probably got lazy somewhere and was like, he just has some superhuman strength.
I don't
strength
know.
And
the,
shit.
He's
the,
just extra strong.
In the Spider-Man show from the like 60s, 70s, I don't know, the one that's on Disney Plus, watch the Kraven episode. And he just.
The 90s one?
I don't think it's the 90s.
Does it have like a sick guitar and it's like radioactive Spider-Man?
No.
Okay.
No, I think right. I really think it's like the 60s or 70s.
Is it moving at like 4 frames
yes.
okay.
per it's second? Like very delayed.
But also, let's yeah. be honest, not like those were very accurate with anything either.
Right. Yes. But he just like has a bunch of contraptions and like doesn't use them well. Like it just like
that sounds like the 60s version. Yeah,
contraptions.
Sure.
Yeah, like it was really stupid. It's like
Batman's like bat belt, but it's like
basically
he doesn't know what's in it.
He said he had all this stuff and
LOL.
Then he doesn't use it. That's... And then I was like, okay, are you a threat?
Like
I
are
don't...
you a threat or not? I can't tell.
Like I don't know. But at the same time, like he had this giant bear trap. And it was so big that Spider-Man is holding it open, right? And it is so big that if Spider-Man just took his arms out, like, it would clamp above him.
So yeah. He'd be okay.
Yeah, so he is making the danger himself from, like, holding the bear trap.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, stupidly big.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know. That's funny. It's too corny. I can't. That's
funny. But, yeah, so they're out in the safari, and then they, like, I don't know what happens, but Craven...
Craven happens.
Fucks off. And then there's this, like...
He's like, I hate you, Dad.
Supremely huge lion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What was that called?
And he, like, I fucks the lion. And he's like, I understand you. We are one, right? Yeah. And then the lion gets shot. But then, like, 0.3 seconds later, Calypso shows up.
Because she sensed him. And he was in danger.
She was off... In she her just house runs off. That happened to border the safari.
Weren't they in the truck? Like they were, like she was. They were driving, like with her parents. Wasn't that what happened?
No, she was with her grandma. I thought.
No. They did that reading, and then
the grandma. But then she was with her thing.
Yeah, but then she was with her parents, and they were driving, and then she runs off,
and then she just finds him.
Yeah,
and so then the like she gives him the elixir, and then the lion's blood goes into his wound, and it mixes with the elixir, and he gets his craven powers.
Yep.
They just gave him permanent powers instead of
gives him permanent powers. And then my memory's a little fuzzy what happens after that because I truly like he gets his powers and I guess he just fucks off and then it flashes back to like present.
I think that's
basically what happens.
No, maybe I think they do a montage where he's by himself. Like he goes home, but then he's moody at home,
right?
And
he's, like, figuring out, I have...
Yeah, and he's like, I can't be here, Dad. I fucking hate you. Yeah. And then his brother's like, please don't leave me. You can't do this.
And he's like, I gotta leave you for my own self-development. You'll be okay.
And then...
Which has never worked out in any story ever.
Yeah.
And then he, like, calls him every year, and then...
Yeah.
And then it's him, because he goes back.
Oh,
takes that boat.
Right.
And then he goes back to the area, and then he fights... those guys, like with his powers, and then it's flashes the future
forward.
Right,
yeah because then the flash forward is him meeting the brother, like at the dad's bar or whatever, for his birthday, and then at some point we see Calypso again as a lawyer, like an adult, and I truly don't know what happened, but like every scene that they have together, it could have been cut out of this movie and nothing of consequence would have happened. Like, the exact same plot.
She had to girl boss all over the movie, you know?
It was so weird, too, because I kept thinking, like, okay, she's going to be useful at some point.
She was, at the end.
I guess.
She did things.
She did.
Things were done.
I think she did a thing.
She girl bossed on that movie.
She sure did.
She saved his life.
But,
According to Sage, that's not doing anything.
Apparently. I thought it was helpful.
I don't know. If
he died, was, like, wigging out, and he was going to die.
Yeah,
she
if he
him.
Died and that's how the movie ended, I would have been like, you know what? I commend you for having the balls. You know you're not getting any more. Just kill him off.
They didn't know they weren't getting more until after the movie.
I know, but you know what I mean? That would have been funny.
They brought him back just to do that?
That would have been really funny.
Honestly, it'd be a power move.
Right? I guess. I think Aaron Taylor Johnson would have cried, though.
LOL.
It's his baby.
Not a very good baby.
Only
a baby a mother could love.
Was this a passion project? No, I don't think he made it. I think he just like really wanted it to work out.
He just wanted to be hot.
I mean, he always is hot.
And
like
flex on people and be like, look at my
rippling
abs.
I just think he worked really hard doing it.
That's valid.
But I don't think he... I mean, maybe he had the producer rights or anything. I don't know. But I just think he worked really
hard. But yeah,
hard
and then the rhino comes and he acts creepy for a while.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
he
because
kidnaps
he was,
the brother.
He was on the.
Yeah,
safari
basically,
thing.
Russell Crowe was like, you're a little bitch and you're going to stay being a little bitch. And
he's
the rhino.
Like, no, I won't.
Yeah, he took that really personally. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I went to this doctor who has like experimental shit and he beefed me up real good.
Well, that's the other thing is like the rhino is fucked up because. He's just
a guy in a suit.
But he's supposed to be stuck in the suit forever. He's not supposed to be able to change back and forth.
I think that's dependent.
Okay, is it?
I think.
I'm pretty sure he's supposed to be stuck.
What's weird, though, in this movie is the rhino explicitly says that, like...
If that's the right villain I'm thinking of, I think that's the rhino.
I thought the rhino was saying that it's, like, painful for him to...
be in it.
Be
so
the
rhino.
So
that's why he goes down.
Right. He goes into like human form and he has his like weird anti-rhino wing.
But he's supposed to just be a dude like stuck in a suit.
Yeah. Right. Apparently he is just stuck in a suit.
Yeah.
But then once he on like IV drips himself so he can be the rhino, man doesn't have a single problem. I'm like, I thought it was supposed to hurt. You seem like you're acting perfectly fine.
That's what I'm saying. It's like they were not paying attention to their own lore that they wrote for this because that's not the regular lore.
I'm pretty sure like this whole script was written on like a handful of post-it notes.
To be fair though, the other time we've ever seen the rhino was in The Amazing Spider-Man 2 and he also was just in a suit that he could get in and out of, so...
It's true.
Not like fucking up villains is again. Like I'm not going into this being like, how dare they fuck this up? It's Sony. I'm expecting them to fuck it up.
When the movie contradicts what it told me.
Oh, I mean, well,
in the context of the movie itself.
Yeah. Sure.
So don't tell me Kraven is an animal lover and wants to protect animals and hunt poachers, and then at the end of the movie be like, oh, this lion head mane that I disdained my whole life. I will wear this nice vest made out of it. Yeah. Look how good I look.
I was going to say, I mean, did you see how good he looked?
Yeah, he looked great, but it makes no sense.
But he didn't commit any of the acts involved in that. So
I don't think he's semantic like that. I'm just saying,
the lion was already dead. Now he has it. It'd be rude to not use the remains. If it's gonna make him look hot, might as well just work it, you know?
It just makes... because they were like, well, we didn't use his, you know, his, what's it called? His, like, classic look the entire movie.
Right.
We gotta do this not at the end, even though it contradicts everything. But sure. Yeah. Here it is. Here's this. You guys could jerk off right there. Yeah. There it is.
I'm just saying, you know, you find this thing that makes you look unbelievably like the sexiest you have ever looked. And it's only it kind of goes against what you believe.
I don't know. I felt like he looked hotter in like the button down shirt when it got all like wet and it was just to him, you know.
It just depends.
Yeah. I guess different strokes for different folks. Yeah. But so then the rhino kidnaps the brother. And he's doing some yapping. And then...
He did so much yapping.
He did a lot of yapping. And then there's, like, a chase scene through the city. That's one of the fights Mike liked.
So long.
It was really long. I felt that, too. I was like, wow, this is an
extended-ass
fight.
It was exceedingly long.
I was like, wow.
He was so barefoot.
Padding out the
runtime. Yeah, but that's fine. He has superpowers.
I know, but I just, like...
I was very aware of how barefoot he was.
How did they film this? He is so barefoot.
I'm pretty sure it's a replacement.
Or foot?
Yeah, what do you mean?
No, like it's probably that they have some kind of shoe or something that looks like a foot, and then they
CG it.
They digital it to make it look real.
I guess that makes sense. They make toe shoes, so could be in the realm.
I'm pretty sure that's how they do those. They're not just gonna have people running around the street.
Well, that's shoes. What I was wondering. I was just like, he's so fucking barefoot, and it was so long.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I don't know that for a fact, but I would say that's like an 90% certainty that that's
for
a thing.
His feet to not be fucked up forever for this
role.
This movie nothing.
I would say it's more than likely a thing that exists.
I hope they protect.
I feel like that would make sense because toe shoes already exist. So to make them flesh colored, I feel like is not particularly difficult. But so he kidnaps the brother, and then Kraven is mad, so he meets up with Calypso. Which also makes no sense because Kraven's like, I'm the world's greatest tracker. I can hunt down anybody.
Then
he goes to Calypso and is like, hey, lady who gave me mystical, magical elixir.
Yep. And he can't do it.
I haven't seen you in roughly 20 years, but I still have this tarot card. So, like, here you go.
Yeah.
And
find my own brother.
And I'm going to need your assistance.
Yeah.
And she's like, sure, why not? I'll get right to it.
And the fact that she just knows anyone and everyone, and then she can do it, and she can
just
girl boss all over that movie.
Random corporate lawyer.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, why do you have these skills?
They wrote it just... It is literally two girl boss all over the movie. I hate when they do that. Like, they are writing it just because they think that that's what people want, and it's like...
No.
No. Nobody cares. That movement was how many years ago? Like, stop doing this. Stop writing that into it. Nobody likes it. It's not. It's stupid.
It's not even that.
You could write actual powerful women that it, like, makes sense. Right. And, like, they actually and do have something.
Actual presence in the movie. Yes. And a purpose.
Not just writing dumbass shit that doesn't make fucking sense just because she is a woman.
She's like, basically, like, a reduced assistant for Kraven.
That's so stupid.
Like, I don't understand it. But anyway, so she's like, yeah, I'll help you find this man. And he's like, okay, great. And then he goes and fucks off and does something else. And he takes her to his, like,
home
yeah. in the safari. And she's like, wow, this is so beautiful and nice. And he's like, yeah, nobody's ever going to find it. Blah, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how did you obtain this real estate, sir? Like, yes.
They do wear shoes. They were like special shoes for like barefoot scenes.
Toe shoes, right?
Essentially, it's just with really thin soles and it looks clear.
Yeah, so he takes her to the sanctuary, his like house. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, I couldn't tell what their relationship was supposed to be. I'm like, are they flirting?
Are they just being
business partners?
I don't know.
Because you're being extremely unclear, and every other scene where Calypso's on the screen, it's a wide shot because you had to put so much ADR in that you couldn't have any close-ups of this woman. Like, I just don't get it.
I don't know what they like wanted to do with any of this movie, to be honest. Like, I don't know, like, what their goals were.
Would it not have been actually more financially beneficial to just scrap it?
I don't know.
Than to go through all this trial and tribulation to make like $5 off this movie. Like,
how much did they make off this movie?
I think it made
even less than Madame Web.
Well, no, I mean, to be fair, it was after two other movies that were absolutely
garbage.
Abysmal, so.
Garbage. Yikes is right.
I liked it better than I liked Madame Web.
I mean, I think it's the best of them. So, Kraven grossed $61.8 million.
Which
their budget was $120
million.
Oh!
Ouch.
Oh!
So.
And you have to make 2.5 to break even.
Yeah.
And that budget's probably not even including marketing.
Usually not.
Yeah. And usually...
Marketing's
most,
usually
like,
about
major,
the exact
yeah,
same cost.
Yeah, usually most like major studios spend like $100 million on marketing.
Oh my God.
So, not even close.
And he went on like a major press tour for this.
He did. He was everywhere.
So, I don't know how much like that... cost it, because not they don't even all the time like do that.
Yeah, because didn't like for Morbius they didn't really have a press tour.
Yeah, I mean for most movies I don't really remember for like them doing like a major
right
press tour.
I mean they kind of
like,
did one with Madame Web.
Yeah, really, I don't remember that.
Where like Dakota Johnson was being interviewed for it like basically on every talk show she went on.
Really?
Yeah. And same with Sydney Sweeney.
Maybe it just didn't come up for like four.
Well, I mean, to be honest, Dakota Johnson's interview for her interviews for that movie was her just being like, "Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck is going on."
It was awesome.
It was so great. It was so great. Like the interviewers would be like, "Oh, are you so excited to be like part of the Marvel family now?" Like, blah blah blah, this that the other stuff. Like how many Marvel movies have you seen? Like, what's your knowledge? She's like, I think I've watched about 15 minutes of one Marvel movie in my entire life.
How would you admit that? Just lie.
Girl does not give a single
just
shit.
Nobody lie. Gave a fuck. Why? Like, nobody gave a fuck.
Wow.
Girl does not give a single shit. It's actually so funny. they asked her if she knew what like the Tom Holland trilogy Spider-Man movies were called. And she was like, sure, of course. And they're like, all right, what are they called? She's like, Spider-Man?
Realistically... it's not inaccurate.
Yeah.
They don't really have a name, a trilogy name.
No, what each movie is titled.
Oh, okay.
Not like what you would consider the trilogy.
Like, I mean, it's not...
still not inaccurate.
She's not wrong.
It's not bad for like them to say that and for her to be like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for her not seeing anything and her being like, I've seen 15 minutes. Like, I'm sure she was like, I do know the answer to this one, you know? Like,
yeah, it's called Spider-Man.
Yeah, good for her.
But anyway, Yeah, so then after their, like, weird flirtation, not flirtation, mm-hmm. Calypso's like, oh, I found him, even though you're the world's greatest tracker, so what purpose do I serve anyway? And then they go and fight in the safari in some extremely bad CG. Like, these people, they put a still image of them in this video file, and they were like, that looks good.
What's the guy's name? The
villain?
The one who was tracking him.
Who's
Rhino? No, the one who, like, slows things down.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What was his name? Oh, hold on.
The dart?
Yeah. Foreigner.
What's his name?
That's his name?
Yeah.
Sure.
Christopher Abbott.
Yeah.
That's the actor.
Yeah, yeah.
But the character is the Foreigner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought his powers were cool.
Yeah, he seemed fucking broken. Like overpowered.
Yeah.
Like, because...
I kind of... Like,
what the fuck are you supposed to do with that?
I actually felt like I liked him more than anybody else. Because he had... It was very, like, cool and suave.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is this movie not about you?
You're like, take over the movie.
Take over the movie.
Because he absolutely was going to kill Kraven.
Yeah.
Had she not stepped in.
Right. So. What did she even do?
I think
she had some, like, crossbow action or something.
Yeah. I think she...
That was the one useful thing she did. Crossbow action.
Yeah.
She saved his life.
And yeah. They have the gall to put her in this, like...
The gall.
Like, hero suit, almost, of, like, the black, like, mock turtleneck tank top and, like, the pants. And, like, she's gonna fight and be helpful at all.
She was helpful. Stop saying that she was not. Girl
fucks off from the fight for like 20 minutes of the fight.
She's a lawyer.
So why the fuck is she here?
I don't know.
What purpose does she serve?
I didn't write it. I don't know.
Like,
but stop saying she wasn't helpful. She was.
Honestly, she shouldn't have even been there. Like,
he
could have had his ass handed to him by the Foreigner, and I would have been like, you know what, that's
ballsy.
Yeah,
you're like, that's my Foreigner.
That's ballsy, that's risky, like, yeah. We love to see it.
Yeah.
That's subverting expectations.
And you want to end this?
I'm just saying, like, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Then basically, like, he fights the Rhino, and then the Rhino...
Wait, did we skip the part when the Rhino yells randomly into sink?
We did. We did skip that. We did skip that.
You can't skip that part. That was the most meaningful part of the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
When that fucking... that had to be an outtake that they were like, we're fucking putting that in. We're keeping this entire movie just for that. Like, we're not scrapping it.
I know. I was like, that couldn't have been...
That couldn't have been directed. Like, there's no way they told him to do that. That had to have been the actor, like...
Stand in the frame. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right there. Okay, now scream into the sink.
But, like, it's not even... He's, like, instead of it coming out, he's, like, screaming in. Like, yeah, like... I was like, what is happening?
It's the Rhino trying to come out of him.
I don't know. He's trying to keep the Rhino in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was like, what is happening?
Yeah. But,
it is the most random part of the entire movie.
It's the best part of the entire movie.
But yeah, and then they fight, and then I think the Rhino dies, right?
Sure.
Does he die?
I mean, he stabs him in the hole, so.
Oh, he does stab him in the hole.
Yeah.
In the medical hole.
So, yeah. So I'm pretty sure the Rhino dies, and then I don't know what happened to Calypso. She fucks off. And then it cuts again to, like, them at the bar or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the brother's like, I'm the chameleon now.
Yeah, because I assume they probably wanted to make his movie next.
Right.
No, that would not make a chameleon movie. I think it was going to be, he would be the villain of Kraven 2.
Oh, yeah?
Not going to make a chameleon movie.
I don't fucking
know. He was
know.
Very clearly a villain.
I don't know.
But seemed like a little
Kraven's
bitch to
a villain, so, like, why couldn't
he? But Kraven's not a villain in this one.
He was on the road to it.
Kraven was on the road to being a villain?
He had his classic... You don't think that's where they would have gone?
No, I think the next movie would have still been him being a good person.
That
but,
still
but
wouldn't... That would make actually even less sense.
I don't know.
In movie two, they would be like, okay... I
assumed this whole road was just him slowly becoming...
Villainous?
Who he's supposed to fucking be!
No, because why?
I assume they wanted to get him to the road of actually being Spider-Man's fucking villain.
Yes.
That's what I assume they wanted to do.
That is what they are trying to do.
Yeah.
But the movie, besides giving him the jacket, gives you no indication that that's what's happening.
That's what I except assume when the he next trips, one would have
Except
like
when he trips balls and he has like the spiders falling scene, which I'm like, is that supposed to be the Spider-Man connection? Like, is that why he hates Spider-Man? Because he's afraid of spiders?
Yeah, I think it did not even like occur
to
me.
He has such intense arachnophobia. He's like, that man, he's dressed like a spider.
I think it's just because Spider-Man is so powerful.
Yeah, no, originally it's just because Spider-Man's
strong. Right, that
makes
sense. But I'm saying in the context of this movie.
Why they made it that
intense
fear.
Why did we give
fear?
That? Why did we have
sense.
That scene?
I didn't even connect that, but that
that's what
sense.
I was thinking because I was like, that's goofy as shit.
A nod to it?
That's goofy as shit.
Maybe.
But, but imagine in Kraven 2, they're like, okay, now that he went through all this, in movie 2, they're like, after all that happened in movie 1, and now that his brother decides to be a villain, Kraven's like, no, I can't protect animals anymore. I must hunt the animals because my brother has become an animal or something stupid like that. You know, is that what they were going for?
I don't know, but he's literally a villain. Like, I don't know what they were going to do because that's what they have to do. He's a villain. Like,
yeah. But so is like, so is Morbius, and Morbius is
the
villain.
I never saw that one. I don't know.
And so is, was Venom originally. They just made him a good guy. Or a lethal protector, whatever
the
fuck.
Yeah, he's like,
Eddie
Brock tries his best to keep him, like.
They should just made it Age of Venom. Like, fucking hate Eddie Brock anyway.
I just don't especially with Morbius, I feel like, I truly can't tell which I think is worse between Morbius, Madame Web, and Kraven.
I still think those are way worse.
I
haven't seen Morbius.
Kraven, for me, has the most jarring technical issues, which really pissed me off.
I still think the ADR of Madame Web, technical problems of Madame Web far outweigh the entirety of because they ADR'd an entire character the whole movie.
I would rather they ADR one guy to fix him than every other character and every other scene in the movie being a wide shot because we can't have any close-ups because you have to change what they're saying. Or you still do the close-up and it's so obvious that their mouth does not match a single word.
Yeah, but I still think it's worse in Madame Web. I still think it's worse
in
Madame Web.
In Madame Web?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know.
I think it's worse in Madame Web.
In Madame Web, it was the one guy.
Yeah.
In Kraven, it's every other character.
I still think it's
worse. I didn't notice it that much.
Oh, I noticed it constantly.
Really?
Because they
I guess
kept
I didn't
having
pay attention
scenes,
that hard.
They kept having scenes where it would start close up, like shot, reverse shot, intimate conversation. The scene would start, they'd start talking, and then for no reason, wide shot. So you can't see their faces really, but they're still talking, but you can tell that's not what they're saying. And then they would have a line, like that would go on for a while. And then they'd cut back to close-up for, like, one person, though, to be like, okay, these were the lines that we originally had and we kept them. Mm-hmm. And then back to the wide for the other person because they changed their lines. I'm like, this is maddening. Why would you do this?
I don't know why it's, like, becoming weirdly apparent, like, or, like...
That they're just not fucking trying?
Well, no, I mean, not that. That's... they weren't trying ever. but that, like, weirdly, like... A lot of people are... there's a lot of movies popping up with, like, terrible ADR recently. Like, the new movie Love Hurts, the Kihi Kwan Valentine's movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of problems with that movie. But one of the characters also just obviously ADR'd for a lot of their dialogue.
Because they just don't want to pay the actor to, like, come back, refilm. Like, yeah, they just don't care.
Stop changing the script. Like, I just... It's just because it's... I mean, I assume it's just because it's filmed by committee, like producers or studio was like, hey, you got to change this. And it's like, so they have to do it.
Right.
Where normally they probably
wouldn't.
It's
not a clear cut vision start to finish of like, it's not like like the Dune movies, right? Where it's like, okay, this is exactly what we're doing. This is how we want it to look. And this is what we're going to do to get there.
I mean, it's easier if there's a book before.
Well, they have
source material for all of these comic books.
Yeah, it doesn't.
No. But I don't think they know what the fuck they're doing with it
they're
not using it.
But the point is that,
to ignore it.
It's the difference of like, you know, the director for Dune going and going, this is happening and you don't get a say.
Yeah.
Versus them being like, anyway, so change this, change this, change this. Hey, we already finished filming. Change it anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, well, because they don't have the...
And also, I think a bigger... A
or big it's problem, Disney but based.
A big problem as well is like, this, I think, and Madame Web and Morbius, like the writers on it, all have like very, very small amount of writing credits in general. So I'm like, why are you
someone's got to start somewhere.
I firmly agree someone has to start somewhere. But why, Sony, are you hiring writers who've written maybe like one TV episode and like a straight to DVD movie for your major blockbuster $100 million movie?
You should, probably because they
won. Why are
they
you spending $5 on a writer and $100 million to produce this movie?
Because they don't care.
To lose money. Like, you're hemorrhaging money at this point. What, like, this business model does not make sense. If you make quality products, you will make money.
Yeah, but why would they make quality products, Sage? We know that they don't. That Batman Beyond movie? Scrapped. You know how much money that would have made?
I know.
Wile E. Coyote? The Coyote versus Acme thing?
Yeah.
That they scrapped for a fucking tax refund?
Why make good stuff and like actually make money off of it when you could make bad stuff, not make money on it, and then have the bad press as well?
It seems like it's a great business plan to me. Clearly, because I keep doing it.
I'm just ready for it to like all implode.
Did you see that there was that Pharrell Williams documentary? Or not? No, no.
The biopic?
The Lego movie is a documentary type thing. The one that was like a recreation of his life.
Right, the biopic.
Yeah, the biopic. Got totally scrapped.
Yep.
But this one was not for a tax write-off. It was, they got in the editing room, everyone was watching it, went, this is not what we wanted. This is not going to work the way we wanted it to. Fuck it, we'll get rid of it. And they scrapped it.
I feel like...
After spending still like $100 million on it.
I feel like that's what Sony should have done with these movies. They should have gotten into that editing room and been like, this is obviously not going to work. Like, we have to take the L now so that we don't take the public humiliation later. Unless maybe.
But why maybe don't they just go straight to DVD? Like, maybe why is that never like an option anymore?
Because they spent too much. First of all, well, it would be straight to streaming, but streaming makes less money. So, like, because the problem with these movies is they would absolutely be straight to DVD movies.
Yeah.
But the DVD market doesn't exist anymore. And that's where you actually made a good amount of money.
Yeah.
Like, if DVD market was still a thing with the majority of the people in the world.
Right.
Absolutely. I think they would have been like, fuck it, we're not going to, let's not movie release this, or very limited release DVD it. But you don't make money on DVDs anymore.
Yeah.
And you don't make any money really on streaming, so.
Don't they have to pay all the streaming platforms?
Yeah, like, there's a lot of shit with streaming that, like, I don't even begin to understand, so I'm not going to, like, try to, but it's straight to streaming is not as profitable as straight to DVD.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I think they have to pay them.
So yeah, like, that makes sense. And it's everybody makes, like, way less percentage and stuff like that.
But
so
that,
like,
makes more sense to go straight to that instead of trying to put it in theaters and then going on a press tour. And
I mean,
then,
sure,
like,
yeah, but...
That they would have saved
They would have
money.
Probably saved a lot of money marketing-wise, but they're still going to... They would have probably made even less money than the $61 million from the box office if they had done straight to streaming / straight to DVD
Or they could have made the exact same amount if double the people saw it on streaming. So, like, then it evens out. So what the hell do you...
Yeah.
But I guess technically you would have saved on the marketing, so...
I feel like they could... If they had done, like, a digital-only marketing campaign, they could have saved a lot of money.
I mean, look, I think that movies are still reeling from the fact that the DVD marketplace has died.
Right.
And they need to figure out how to subsidize that.
Right.
And they just don't know how yet.
Well, it doesn't help that fucking movies cost a fucking $1 billion to go see them. And then that's their, like...
They're upping AMC's A-list price, too.
Are they really?
Are
they going to up Stubbs?
So, A-list is getting upped. I forget exactly what the... base thing was, but I know that I want to say it was $23 or something like that a month, and it's going up to 25 or 26. But if you live in New York and California, it's going up to 28.
Wow.
Bastards.
So yeah. It's not even like you're going like, yeah, but I live in New York and I get to pay the same shit. Nope, it goes higher because it costs more in New York and California to go see movies.
So
technically still, because of movie prices, if you go see two movies a month, I'd still pay it off.
Yeah.
Now they're also adding that you could see four movies a week, but also who is even seeing four movies? Yeah, there's not four movies a week to see.
But also, like, who has the time to, like, do that? That's
like,
crazy.
There's very few times that I use all three.
Yeah.
But
I feel like you just have to repeat movies. Yeah. You know? It's like, what's the point?
I think I would only stop using A-List, though, if it became... Well, I don't know, because the whole point is, right, if it's 28 a month, I see two movies in that month. I still have net positived.
Yeah.
So in a month, there'd have to be a pretty big price increase for it to not seem worth it, I guess. Because I think maybe
if you
see
IMAX movies with that?
Yeah, you can see any movie with it, except for like the special event things. Like when Coraline was in theaters, I can't use it for that.
Oh, that's so.
Because technically, it's like from a different group. Or something. Still, I don't know, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree. But you could see any version of movies, IMAX or laser, so, or 3D or whatever the fuck.
That's good, at least.
So, like, again, it's still worth it as long as you see at least two movies a month.
Which, that's not bad.
Yeah, and you get to see, once it updates, you get to see four a week.
Yeah.
So, like, if you were somehow able to see four movies a week every week, you are still running away like a bandit with that. Right. So yeah.
I feel like they must know who is watching.
Yeah,
going to a movie theater four times. That is what it is.
You're balancing the scale on right. How many people will go do it versus how many people won't.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Very few people, I think, are like me, where I'm like, I need to make a precedent to at least see two.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't think there's enough movies that I would want to see for me to do it. Versus there are some months, so then,
yeah.
That would be
That's also another thing where, they probably another balance of, the people that might, where there'll be a heavy month and people will go do a bunch and, there are people that, lose out on the slower months that just, don't go.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure it's just a balancing act, and that's probably why they're also upping the price.
Right.
But also, inflation might also just be that.
I know. But, regular tickets are just so expensive that it's just... so dumb.
$16 in New York. In the city, it's even more.
But also, the fucking fees that if, you buy them, in the app.
Yeah. Thankfully, A-List, you don't get the fees.
Well, that's good.
It's just the flat ticket price.
So, if I do Stubbs, which they upped that, I think, last year. Two years ago? I don't know. It used to be $6 to see a movie on Tuesdays. And then I went up to $7. I'm not positive it's $8. I haven't seen a movie in a while. But so it's that, which is still so much cheaper. So I try and go if I can and if there's something I really want to see. But then it's $2.50 with the processing fees and everything, extra. So it's $9.50, which I'm still saving $7 or $8 if it was to see it a different day. So it's still worth it. But if it's not a super popular movie, if I go and buy the ticket in person, then I don't have to pay all that.
Right.
But it's I can't guarantee
that
my
it's gonna
spot.
Be empty.
Yeah.
Right.
So it has to be a movie.
I don't know,
that's
I would
been
just be checking.
It
is the. It
that's
is,
what I do.
Yeah, it is
I
the
just
one difference
sure.
now of when movie theaters swap to actually being able to have a dedicated seat, because it used to just be. You bought a ticket. You just showed up.
Yeah.
So but now that there are dedicated seats, you're in my mind, I'm why the... Unless I'm already in the mall or something, but, usually I'm always buying tickets, way ahead of time, because I'm I want a good seat.
I mean,
I
makes sense
say, I feel like there's been dedicated seats too. For, a while now.
I think since COVID.
I think longer. It's been before... I want to say there were dedicated seats back when I was in Texas.
Because,
It has been a while, but, there was a good amount of
mall,
my life
have...
where it didn't.
Right. But I feel like the last time I went to see a movie, and it wasn't, specific seating, I feel like I was 12.
No, it hasn't been that.
I would. I want to say it's been 50-50.
Really? I feel like I haven't gone to a movie theater where
Regal didn't have it for a while, and AMC did for a long time, and that's why I didn't like going to Regal, because I like having a specific seat,
right?
Because I like showing up I don't like watching previews.
Maybe
so
I'm thinking
like
of AMC because they did have. Yeah.
To be fair, 50-50, that's still like, if I round my age up, that's 14.
Right.
So, but I don't think super.
It was definitely like after high school. Like, I
was
don't
it
think it's that long.
Really?
It might depend on the theater as well, though.
Like, I mean, you might be right. Look, my memory is terrible. So, yeah. But like, I do remember a good substantial portion of my life just buying a ticket and having to walk in and find a good spot.
I feel like commercial theaters, it's been dedicated seats for a long time. Mm-hmm. Whereas like a local theater is usually just sit wherever.
Yeah.
No seating.
It might just depend on the theater itself, like before they implemented it at like all of them and stuff. Because this weekend I'm seeing Captain America
for like a chain.
Oh, right, I forgot about that. I'm not gonna go do that.
And then, so I was actually surprised that it was, because I haven't gone to Regal in I don't know how many years, because I always go to AMC because I'm a Stubbs member. And I was surprised when Ryan sent me my ticket and it was a seat. I was like, oh, they implemented that. I'm sure it's been years.
Yeah.
I just haven't gone there in years. Yeah. But that was like the main reason I didn't like going there, is because I hated going in general and having to look for things. I think like the last movie I fucking saw there was either like Sausage Party, which I don't know who the fuck I saw that with, or like Suicide Squad with Justin. Like, I don't know.
I just don't like Regals because I don't like their theater. They still have the old setup seats and stuff.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, I like the big seats that the AMCs instead of like the ones that are like squished together.
I do think it's wild though, because like our AMC took down the fucking board for all the movies.
The board?
Yeah, like the big board that used to show all the movies and the times. They took it down.
Why would they do that?
Because I guess everybody just fucking looks on their phone or looks at the kiosk, so why bother?
I guess.
Oh,
but like, it's
I
it's,
forgot that was even there.
It's so weird.
It does seem weird that you wouldn't have any showtime.
Yeah,
when
like,
did they remove that?
Actually, I watched them do it. I was gonna go see a movie and they were like taking it down. Like it wasn't like I was going there to see it. I was going to see a movie, and I was like, and then like there were like ladders and stuff, and
you
I looked up
like,
and I was like,
no, please. No,
I mean, that was me internally. Yeah. I was like, because it's just
asked
weird.
If you could have it.
Yeah.
Honestly. But yeah, they just replaced it with like, they put like a banner of some movie.
I was gonna say, I'm sure they just put whatever like advertising.
But like, I don't know, it feels weird. It's like, it's like,
I never look up there because I already have my ticket and I'm just walking in.
Sometimes I used to look up there just because I was like, oh, what other movies are out?
Right.
Like,
I think I would look up there if like there was a long line to.
Yeah.
Like,
just to like look at other stuff.
Yeah.
Especially.
But
sometimes
I
when I decided to movie hop, that's also how I would decide if I wanted to go.
Right.
But like, I don't know. It was just, it's weird. It's like, I feel like it's the same amount of weird, at least to me. Whereas like, if you were going to Penn Station or Secaucus or something, and they didn't have the overboard,
because
you could just look at your phone. Like, I feel like it'd be the same amount of like,
yeah, yeah.
It just seems like you should
wrong.
Keep it there.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Like,
no, I feel.
So yeah,
especially because
it would
like,
be like a marquee with nothing written on it.
Like,
yeah,
there's
it just
also
seems
like
odd.
Older people who don't have smartphones.
Yeah,
so like,
I mean, but then technically they could just go to the kiosk.
But they've removed most of the kiosks outside. There was,
they did
there's
do that,
like
yeah.
one. Like,
well, there's the like two the, outside, and then there's the ones that are
say,
at the
desks. Don't
they
have ones inside now?
Yeah, they have the.
I didn't realize they moved it.
Four at five at the desks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess they just moved them because
well,
I thought
they
there was
used
only
to
one
have
outside.
The desks with actual people being like, "What tickets do you
now
want?"
Only
and
one
now
person.
The desks
they fire all them.
Probably.
Wow. There's only one person there now that stands
yeah,
there to scan shit.
Oh. Yeah, I feel like there's one person there to scan your shit, and then they have, like, one person doing, like, the popcorn and the beverages.
Wow, what are teenagers going to do for a job now? That's crazy.
Do you still kind of go. Do you
not
notice
that
often,
this? No. Like, you don't
but
realize
also,
when I go in public, like, I'm just, like... And I just, like, don't look, and I just, like, I just get where I need to be.
You just walk at the telephone poles at all times?
So, like, I am trying not to be perceived. I'm not perceiving anyone. Like, I'm just...
You're like, I'm not here.
Yes.
I'm just trying to
like,
get
don't
to see
mind
my,
me.
I
like,
just want
to
go to my movie.
Exactly,
that's it. Don't want
to
talk.
Yeah, especially if I have to go... If I'm going to a movie by myself.
I
like,
was
just going to
ask,
like,
do you go by yourself?
Yeah. Like, not always, but a lot of the times there'll
it's nice
be...
sometimes.
There'll be movies that, like... Usually it's if I'm asking like Ryan to see one with me, and there's movies that he doesn't want to see, so I'll just go by myself. And so
a solo
just,
movie.
Like,
Don't. I don't think I've ever soloed a movie.
Really?
Really?
It's honestly kind of nice. It's like the same thing.
I don't
of like
think
going...
it's nice, but if I want to see a movie, I'll just go.
Solo anything, though.
I hate being alone. Yeah. I don't even like going to the grocery store alone.
I hate being alone, but it's to me, and Kieran also frames it this way, which is like sometimes it's like a nice like self date. You know, like you go or you've never gone anywhere to get food by yourself.
No.
All right, well, whatever. Like, sometimes it's just, you know.
I'm nice going to sit down at a restaurant by myself.
No, anytime I see you.
Signal to the world that I'm alone.
Correct. Exactly why I'm just like, I hope nobody can be judged. I hope nobody.
You are married. You think someone's going to be like, oh, God, they're fucking alone. Like, who cares?
I know that's irrational in my brain.
I'm so glad you say that because that's exactly how I feel. I know it's irrational, but it's just
the idea of going to.
As being someone that was a server, I don't give a fuck about any of the people at the table.
The idea of going to a movie by myself,
yeah,
oh, terrifying.
I will only do it if I am desperate.
Right, it's something you must.
Yes, I really want to see it. I've seen like three alone.
100%. I'll go see a movie.
I feel like this sounds like I'm going like every week. Like
I was so shocked.
No,
I'm like, damn, you are braver than me.
Because I work late on Tuesdays anyway, right. So like I don't get to see many movies in the first place. Like I think I saw. The Jujutsu Kaisen movie, the My Hero movie, the last one that just mm-hmm. came out, and there was one other movie that I saw, and like those are the only ones that I've seen solo. So like not many,
yeah.
But like I have gone by myself. I guess I think it something else. I can't think of. It's not like important. But I hate it. Like, there's no self-date. There's no, like, ooh. I'm so happy
fine.
To be
it's
here
It's so
myself.
Whatever. But I mean, it's not even, like, a hat. It's just, like, a... I don't think about it. I'm just like, fuck it. I want to go see this movie. No one's free. I'm going to go see it.
No, I hope nobody is here. When I went to see the My Hero movie, there was nobody there. No,
but
like,
that
like,
sounds nice.
Yeah, I was the only person in that theater.
Solo theaters are always
like,
nice to begin
go.
With.
Let's go. I was just like, no one will perceive me in my loneliness.
Yeah.
So, that was good.
Do we want to possibly, perchance, attempt a special episode of the Captain America movie?
I have to go see it, but sure.
Okay. Could you see it in semi-soon?
I don't know, I guess
to, like,
so.
Do, like, the special one?
If I have to see it by myself, no.
I mean, do you have plans this weekend? We could just probably try to line up a movie time.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
All right. But, yeah, we could do one more.
Yeah, no, that would be cute.
Yeah. But... I forgot that movie's coming out this week. There's like three movies out currently that I kind of want to try to get around to seeing. Companion is apparently pretty good. The one with Jack Quaid.
I heard that was interesting.
Honestly,
is that in theaters? Because I thought it was
is that the sex robot one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Apparently, it's good. Like all the reviews I've been seeing and people that like I usually follow, they're all like, yeah, it's pretty solid, surprisingly. Okay. And then... I don't know. I think there's like two more that I am currently forgetting about that I was like, oh yeah, I'd go see this if like I have the time. Love Hurts was one of those where I was like, fuck it, I'll go see it because it's by the same people that did like that do like the John Wick movies, kind of their production company, which is why like the action at least was pretty good,
right?
But
that makes sense.
Everything else wasn't
based off of just like what I saw in the trailers.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and then Hard Eyes was the other.
What's that?
The like horror movie about like a serial killer for Valentine's Day.
Oh, I think I saw not a trailer, but I saw something about that.
Yeah, that and Companion are two movies that I've been trying to go to see, and then I guess also Captain America, which I fucking forgot about.
Isn't
I just finished watching the show? What the fuck is it called?
Oh, Falcon and Winter Soldier.
There we go.
I'll tell you, it's funny because he's also Captain America on that, but I guess technically he doesn't have like the title. But
doesn't he get it at like the end?
But he also like I guess he gave it up at the beginning. So
because he was like, no, I can't have it,
which I thought was kind of stupid.
Because I heard you have to watch it for this
movie.
I mean, that's probably true.
I don't know if it's true. I'll let you know because I've been led astray before.
It's probably true.
It happens.
I feel like it would make sense to.
But it was only six episodes. It was. This one was easy. It wasn't like my last feat.
Are we gonna have the hand back at it again? Is that what they were called?
No. They were the like peace group. They weren't called the Hand.
Oh,
they just had the red
Flag Smashers.
Flag Smashers. That's
thank
what it was.
You.
Yeah, I was like, no, the I Hand just, is Daredevil.
No, I know the Hand is Daredevil, but I remember the thing was like the red hand print.
Oh yeah.
So that's why I thought they were.
Yeah,
called
no, because Torres is in the Captain America movie.
Yeah, so. But they didn't have that happened, that wasn't in the show, that he became the new one.
No, but Torres is in the show, and then he gives him the suit. He gives him the wings.
He does not give them to him in the sense of...
He drops the bag with him, doesn't he?
Yeah, but he doesn't do it in, like, here, become
take
something.
Take the mantle.
He's like, this shit, yeah, this shit's broken. Keep it. That's right. What happened.
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially him going, if you fix it, it's yours.
Right, but I did but not take it that way at
off
all.
The mantle of, like, you now fill this spot.
Yeah, like,
well, yeah, because
I took it as
like
this shit's broken,
and Spider-Man
I do
and
not
be like
want
you're
this.
Now an Avenger.
No, see, the
like,
way I took it was him going, it's broken. If you fix it, that's on
no.
you to take up the mantle. He's not passing it to him.
They should have worded that way different if that's how they wanted it to be.
The way I remember
he was
it is
like,
that
this
he,
shit's broken. I don't want it
no,
anymore.
No, literally, because he was like, wait, what about your thing? And he's just like, nah,
I'm good.
The way I remember it is,
I'm not taking that with me. It's fucking broken.
Right,
I don't want them. Like, they should have worded that so differently if that's how it was like supposed.
The way
to
I
be.
Remember it is him not like wanting to force the role upon him. It's hey, if you fix it, then the role's yours.
No.
If you want it,
no, they should have.
That's how I remember it kind of
no,
being.
No, they should have. Does it like had Ryan not told me that is what happened, I would have never ever like known that.
Well, it's also in the comics, Torres doesn't use the wings, he's a fucking actual bird guy. So,
well,
he's actually a half bird man person
an
thing.
Actual
oh,
bird guy.
Like yeah. mutated,
yeah. Not he's not a mutant, but he is, he was like scientifically experimented on.
Sounds pretty mutated to me.
He means he's not like X.
Yeah, but he's not like an X.
Yeah.
And so also like, Falcon.
That is a mutation.
Yeah. And well, also Falcon can communicate. Yeah, Falcon telepathically can communicate with birds.
Good for him.
Redwing is an actual falcon that he can talk to.
All right. Well,
what's that other Marvel movie coming out?
There's like three.
No,
that are
I know,
come
I know, but with like the Thunderbolts, is
yeah.
that what it's called?
Yeah,
isn't that coming out like right now too?
No,
not right now, but it's oh. soonish. If only it was, you know, not desaturated to fuck.
I don't know why I thought it was coming out like right now too, because I'm like, why would they be releasing two major movies like back to back? Essentially,
I don't have a date.
May 2nd.
May? I didn't think
oh,
it was
okay.
that quickly.
Okay, that's not so. I don't know.
I am very disturbed that fucking John Walker's on that team. Thought what? He was going to go the fuck away.
Why?
I don't like him. Because I don't like him.
But he's U.S. agent. That's his whole deal.
Well, doesn't mean I like him. Like I thought he was going to go the fuck away.
Wait, the faux Captain America
yes,
guy?
He fucking bludgeoned a man on that set.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he...
That's why right. he becomes U.S. agent.
But I thought he was going to go away. Like, I thought it was...
No, he saves the day at the end.
I also please. Don't like him.
Please. Get him the fuck
he
away
seems
from
like
me.
Like kind of a prick.
He is.
Maybe
that's
the movie,
U.S. Agent's whole thing is he's a dick.
Maybe the movie is he's like, I'm going to redeem myself, and
what,
then he fucks up and they get his ass.
What I heard about this is basically like their Suicide Squad.
God damn it.
Yeah.
That's essentially what the Thunderbolts
yes.
in the
comics. Same quality.
The
yes.
Thunderbolts in the comics
yes.
were like literally the Avengers
the fuck
were.
He's in it. And I'm like, don't do this to him. Yeah.
In the comics, the whole original point was that, like, the Avengers were busy at the time or disbanded or some shit.
Busy
or they were, like, disbanded or something. And so the government made a team and, like, marketed them as, like, a hero team. And then it was actually that they weren't heroes. They were doing jobs for the government on, like, the shady, shady side.
Right.
But they were marketing them as heroes to, like, build them up.
Right.
So that way people wouldn't think that they were, like...
Shady.
Yeah. So, but clearly they're not doing that. They're just...
Making
all,
them heroes?
Yeah. No. Well, no. I was gonna say no. they're all seem
oh.
to be the, yeah, because
oh.
they're working for the whatever
the fuck
her name
was.
Is.
She
the
was
countess.
Too.
The countess. The countessa. Countess.
Who's that?
The
she,
person that hired that.
She was at the. Do you see Black Widow?
Yeah.
She was at the end talking to the sister.
Yeah. She talks to
saying,
Yelena.
Basically,
wait,
I'm putting
wait,
the team
wait,
together.
Wait. What's
that
her
one?
Name?
It's Countessa or Countess.
No,
or some
the
shit.
Actress. Dreyfus.
Drive. Florence Pugh?
No.
Oh.
Anthony. Who? Seinfeld, the lady. Curly hair. Yes, thank you. Isn't that her?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that her?
I'm pretty
yeah.
sure that's her.
Now that you said that.
I'm pretty.
Yeah.
I'm 99% sure that's who that is. Thank
yeah.
you.
That's her?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was her.
I didn't realize that until you said that right then. I'm like, yeah.
I noticed it right
is,
away. I was like,
is.
Damn, girl, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Good for her. She's making some bank. Good for her. Didn't realize that was her at all.
Yeah,
her hair was all straight. I didn't like it without the fro going on. I wasn't recognizing
her hair was straight. It's a completely different person.
Men.
Her hair was straight, and it was men. 30 years difference between one
she
and the looked, other.
Her face,
she looks
literally,
great.
She looks great.
Yeah,
literally,
what are you talking
like
about?
Minus the straight hair, she looks basically
nothing,
the same.
I can't believe
it. It was nothing about her looks, and also
I'm
And also, I never really watched Seinfeld, so like I just
I
know her
either.
By I just but. What I mean is like I like
you only know her by that look. As if
yeah,
she's
I only know her by that
go.
Look.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When it, she showed up in not that look,
you're like, who is this completely
all right,
different
this
person?
Shit up. Wrap it up. We got D&D. We gotta go.
All right. Anyway, hey, thanks for watching this week's episode of the Vaguely Animated Podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Check out Cat at the Minster on Twitch. You have 1 week to watch Free Run Beyond Journey's End. It's 28 episodes. So you know, if you hadn't started it, good luck with that.
Get to it.
I also started it.
You didn't finish it.
I'm like halfway.
And we were both not wrong.
Yeah.
Cause
Well,
you're rushing us.
I didn't realize I was. No. But yeah,
we're
so
still on time.
Technically that's true. Anyway, yeah, so get on that. Maybe we'll have a special episode out way before this ever airs.
Maybe
5 weeks before this airs.
Yeah.
So hey, if you did, go back and check that out.
Yeah.
If it exists. We'll see you guys next week for Anime Club.
Bye.
See ya.